For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president is saying it's now totally up to the Democrats as to whether there will be a government shutdown tonight. He says there is a good chance of it. Last night, the House passed the 7-week extension of expiring funding for key agencies and attached to it more than $5 billion for the border wall. But Senate Democrats intend to block it. Democrats say $5 billion for the wall is too much money. If a breakthrough isn't reached, an assortment of agencies would have to shut down. Top Democrat Chuck Schumer.
In a short time, the Senate will take part in a pointless exercise to demonstrate to our House colleagues and the President what everyone here already knows. There are not the votes in the Senate for an expensive, taxpayer-funded border wall.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4-plus years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has undergone successful cancer surgery. A spokeswoman says the 85-year-old justice is resting comfortably after the surgery at Memorial Sloan Cancer Center in New York City. The pulmonary lobectomy was performed on Ginsburg's left lung. Doctors discovered the nodule during tests in November after she suffered rib fractures in the fall. The statement says the surgery was planned and there's no evidence of any remaining nodules, and that scans didn't detect any malignancies anywhere else in her body. Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein lost his bid to get a sexual assault charge against him thrown out. Lisa Butters is president of Time's Up.
Frankly, we are relieved that Harvey Weinstein failed in his efforts to avoid accountability for his actions, and we are very happy that none of the charges were dismissed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A journalist is fired for literally producing fake news. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The top German news magazine Der Spiegel has fired one of its most successful journalists after it was discovered he'd made up facts and sources in at least 14 articles published over a 7-year period. It comes after a colleague raised concerns about a recent piece on supporters of President Trump in rural America. Der Spiegel says the reporter and editor Klaus Relotius, quote, falsified his articles on a grand scale, inventing characters, deceiving both readers and his own colleagues. The 33-year-old had, before being hired by Der Spiegel, worked for other German and Swiss publications. He won the CNN Journalist of the Year award in 2014, but now that award's been stripped from him.
He's the personification of reality TV. Andy Cohen has a lot of titles: TV executive, talk show host, and New York Times best-selling author. But now he adds one more, giving this news on his live talk show.
I want you to be the first to know that after many years of careful deliberation, a fair amount of prayers, and the benefit of science, if all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father.
The 50-year-old says family means everything to him.
Having one of my own is something that I have wanted in my heart for my entire life. I cannot wait.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.